Last year of the summer, so this is kind of exciting. So we said the last time that we were going to start getting into sleeping and learning Torah and Shabbos. And by way of introduction, we spoke for a little while about Oneg Shabbos and the Gedarim of Oneg Shabbos. So now let's get into like the actual practical. The Ramah writes that that the minhag is that we come to shul on Shabbos a little bit later than we do during the week. That the minhag is davening starts a little bit later on Shabbos than it does during the week. Ramah writes this in Siman Reish Pei Aleph, and one of the reasons is because you sleep a little more on Shabbos based on the Mordechai that says you sleep a little more on Shabbos than you do during the week. The Aruch HaShulchan over there in Os Aleph says that that's the main reason. Meaning of all the reasons that we start davening a little later on Shabbos, the main reason is that we should be more rested, that we should sleep a little bit more on Shabbos. So the implication of the Ramah is that there is such an inyan of sleeping extra on Shabbos. The Rambam in the 30th paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Yud sounds like an afternoon nap is not a thing, because the Rambam describes what a proper schedule is supposed to be in terms of Shabbos, and what the Tzaddikim HaRishonim used to do, how they used to arrange their day on Shabbos. And the Rambam over there writes, Kach Hoya Minhag HaTzaddikim HaRishonim. Here's the schedule for a Tzaddik. Mispalel adam b'Shabbos shachris u'musaf beis haknesses. Yedavin shachris u'musaf in shul. V'yavol l'beisov v'yisod sudashnia. You go home and eat your second Shabbos meal. V'yelich l'beis hamedrash. Then you go to the beis hamedrash. Yikra v'yishva adam mincha v'yispal mincha. And you learn all afternoon until mincha. And then you daven mincha. Then v'achar kach yikva sudashlishis. And then you have shalashudis ala yayin. And then v'yochal v'yishtan motzai Shabbos. You continue to eat that shalashudis up until Motzai Shabbos. Noticeably absence from the Rambam's description of Shabbos day is anything about a nap on Shabbos. So it doesn't seem, that's why the Mechaber also doesn't mention anything special about sleeping on Shabbos in particular. However, the Tur in Siman Reish Sadi writes, the Imragil B'Shemes HaTzarayim Al Yevatla Ki Oneg Hulo, that if a person is used to having an afternoon nap, he should not be mevatel that afternoon nap, because that is ki oneg hulo. That is considered an oneg. So it sounds like there is a particular inyan of oneg Shabbos in taking the afternoon nap, and that line of the Torah is quoted by the Ramah. And the Mishnah Berurah just says, yeah, but there are limits. Mishnah Berurah says, you know, some people will take an afternoon nap, and the afternoon nap is longer than other people's night's sleep, right? Or they take an afternoon nap, and they're in danger of missing mincha entirely, or something like that. So the Mishnah Berurah says that one has to be careful not to be yashin yoser midai mishum bittul Torah. You shouldn't sleep too much because that's going to be bittul Torah. But what is this? What is this nap exactly? Is it something that's a mitzvah that you must do? Torah makes it sound like al yivaplena. Do not be mevatel your afternoon nap. Sounds like something that you're obligated to take an afternoon nap. Or is it only an inyan of oneg, and whatever you enjoy, you could just do, and if you happen to enjoy not sleeping more, then you enjoy sleeping, so enjoy not, that's fine too. Or is it only someone who usually takes afternoon naps, and not people who don't usually take afternoon naps? And are you allowed to take a nap on Shabbos so that you can stay up late on Motzai Shabbos? Sometimes people know that they're going to have a busy Motzai Shabbos. Are you allowed to do that? So let's start with whether sleeping on Shabbos is actually a mitzvah. There was a great Posek and Mekubal and Tzaddik by the name of Rav Saraya Dublitsky Zatzal. Rav Saraya Dublitsky passed away a few years ago, and he wrote in the Sefer Zeh HaShulchan the following. He writes, Nira da asur lios er kol leil Shabbos kodesh afil lasu petorah. It's asur to stay up all night on Friday night, even to learn Torah. I mean, some people have this practice. I remember I invited, once my cousin came to my house for Shabbos, and his bed was still made in the morning. It was clear he had never even gone to his room. He stayed up all night. I once had two Talmidim come to my house for Shabbos, and they stayed up learning together all night on, T4? On their part? So yeah, they stayed up all night learning Torah, and I went to sleep, they were learning, I woke up, they were learning, they learned the entire night. So is that okay? They tell a maisa with Rav Vadi Yosef that when Rav Vadi Yosef went to visit in America, he was staying at the house of Rabbi David Ozari, who was one of the miyastim of the Svarde Kihila in New York, and Rabbi David obviously arranged a very nice room for Rav Vadia, and Rav Vadia just asked before Shabbos, is there a lamp in the room? He said, yeah, there's a closet with the light on in the closet. You open up the closet door, there's plenty of light, you close the closet door, and the light will go away so you could sleep. The next morning, Rav David Ozari asked the Rebbetzin, asked Rav Vadia's wife, the Rabbanit, how the night was, and she said it was great. I slept great, and my husband took a chair, and he went into the closet with the chair, he closed the door, and he learned all night long. So apparently there are people that do have this practice to learn all night long on Friday night. Says Rav Saraya Dublitsky, it is wrong. One should not do that. Why? So he says a few reasons. First of all, number one, the Rama says that if a one, obviously Rav Vadia is not going to be swayed by the Rama, but the Rama says that if a person is used to taking a Shabbos afternoon nap, he's al yivatlenu, he's not allowed to be mevatel that nap. If you can't even be mevatel Shabbos afternoon nap, for sure you're not allowed to be mevatel sleeping at night. And then he says, "Achar kach matzasi b'kav chayim some reish pesiv kanei shkachas b'shem someone b'shem that the kav chayim also quotes Pesach Hadvir in the name of the Pesach Hadvir." And then he writes, "Va'in Rashi k'suba samch beizam beiz shekasav shulel tanu gushvisa v'anas aguf." That Rashi Maseches K'suba says that Friday night is supposed to be a time of enjoyment, of resting, of pleasure of one's body, and therefore, says Rav Saraya Dublitsky, it seems that you have three reasons that dafka you have to sleep on Friday night. Number one, the Ramah, that you even have to sleep Shabbos afternoon. Number two, the Pesach Advir says you have to sleep. And number three, Rashi says that Friday night should be a night of Ta'anuk Aguf. Of course, Friday night is a night of Tanuk Aguf in another sense as well. The Gemara tells us that the Onas Talmud, I mean, that's what Rashi is referring to, is that the Onas Talmud Chacham is May Erev Shabbos La Erev Shabbos. That there's a discussion in the Gemara how frequently people should have marital relations, and it really depends on the husband's profession and what the expectations of the wife are considering the husband's profession. So the Gemara over there says that Onas Talmud Chacham is May Erev Shabbos La Erev Shabbos. So Rashi says, because Friday night is supposed to be a time of Ta'anuk Haguf, of one's physical enjoyment. So sleeping certainly would be fundamental to one's physical enjoyment, and therefore Rav Saraya Dublitsky says, absolutely one must sleep at the very least on Friday night. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer Waldenberg, author of what? Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Zayin Simchav Gimel, Os Beis. And the Tzitz Eliezer disagrees with all of the rayos that Rav Saraya Dublitsky brings. He says, the fact that he brings a Ramah, that if someone normally takes an afternoon nap, you can't be mevatel the nap, that's not a raya at all. Over there it's talking about where you want to be mevatel the afternoon nap, stam, so you can play ping pong with your friends. No, the Ramah is going to be moda, that you're allowed to be mevatel the afternoon nap to learn Torah, to do something that's even more worthy of your time than resting on Shabbos. No, there's no din that you have to dafka sleep. The Rama is just saying, don't be mevatel for dvarim shel mabakach, for silly things. But if you're being mevatel to sleep in order to be able to learn Torah, the Rama would have no problem. What about the Pesach Hadvir? So he says, if you look at the Pesach Hadvir, you'll see that he's talking about someone who's mitzair atzmo, b'nedida sashena. The Pesach Hadvir is saying that you're not allowed to not sleep on Friday night if that's a tsar to you. But what if that's the greatest tanug, it's the greatest enjoyment that you're able to learn all night? You're Rav Vadia Yosef, and you love just closing that closet door and learning in peace and quiet all night. It's the greatest tanug, it's not a tsar at all. Then there's no obligation to sleep. What about Rashi and Ksubas? Also not a raya, because the Ran on the Rif writes the same exact lesson that Rashi writes, and then the Ran says that when we say that Onas Talmud Chacham is Me'erev Shabbos, Le'erev Shabbos, it doesn't mean that it's got to be every Friday night. The Onas Talmud Chacham changes based on what person's sleeping needs are, what a person's physical condition is, what's convenient for their schedule. So this also, when it comes to sleep, it's the same thing. Whatever is most convenient for you that night, and if it's more convenient for you that night to catch up on a week's worth of Daf Yomi all night Friday night, good, so you can do that. If it's more convenient, it's no specific din that one needs to sleep. The Pesach Hadvir goes on to say that now I understand why it is that the five Zakenim in the story of the Haggadah that we read in the Haggadah in Bnei Brak, stayed up all night. It's Yontif. How could they not sleep on the night of Yontif? Elamai, they were Osik and Limud HaTorah. So they didn't feel any tsar from the Limud. If they don't feel any tsar from the Limud, then great. In fact, the Maral Miprag in Gvuras Hashem Perek Nun Gimel says the same thing. How could these Talmidei Chacham stay up all night? It's Yontif. What about the tsar that they're causing themselves? Chibuv Mitzvah. It didn't feel like tsar for them. They enjoyed it. They loved being able to talk and learning with each other all night. And that's what it's really all about. If a person is enjoying what they're doing, then it's not a violation of Shabbos Yontif to stay up all night. It's not necessarily a violation. Oh, one could argue that Yontif and Shabbos are different. Why? Why are Yontif and Shabbos different? Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of Onek Shabbos. Yontif, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yomtov. So those are a little bit different. One could argue that yes, Ein Simcha Kisimchas HaTorah. There is nothing that's as worthy of celebration and as makes you as happy as the Simcha of learning Torah. But Oneg? Oneg means a physical enjoyment. That's what we were discussing last time. That Oneg is a physical enjoyment. So physical enjoyment is something that you're obligated to do on Shabbos. Right? Simcha is a little bit different. So Ein Simcha L'Basar V'Yayin seems to be not a meaning. The Achronim point out that the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is a kiyum shebelev. The kiyum is when you feel a sense of simcha. The basar and yayin are meant to bring you toward kiyum shebelev, because that's what works for most people, that it gets them to that state of simcha. Similar to the way in other poskim, the Emek Bracha, and Rav Shachter writes in Eretz Tzvi and others, I just saw Rav Ruchem Olshin writes this way, similar to Avelus. That Avelus has a lot of, we just had Tisha B'Av, right? Avelus has a lot of procedures and things that you, practices that you have to do. So imagine you had someone yesterday on Tisha B'Av, sitting on the floor, he's wearing his sneakers, he's not wearing his leather shoes, he didn't wash that day, and he's just like telling jokes to his friend the whole day. He's like sending funny memes, and he's whatever, that's what he's doing all day. Was he Mekayim the Avelus of Tisha B'Av? You know, one of my children, who shall remain nameless, has a habit that every year in Tisha B'Av, he sends a ridiculously inappropriate meme on Tisha B'Av to the family chat. Okay, he's in Israel this year. He's waited till Tisha B'Av was over for him. It was not over for us. And we got the ridiculously inappropriate meme. So is that a cum of the Avelus of Tisha B'Av? So that would not be, it's a kiyum shebelev. The practices are practices that we do, but it's meant to inspire a certain kiyum shebelev. So that's what they, so one could argue that maybe it's different between Yontif and Shabbos. There is a tshuva sefer called Mishnah Halachos. Mishnah Halachos is written by Rav Menashe Klein. You get what he did? Mishnah, Mem Shin Nun Hey. You switch around the Nun and the Shin, and it's his name, Menashe. So the Mishnah Halachos was the Ungvaru Rav. Ungvar was a town in Czechoslovakia, / Hungary. It's where my grandfather, Shlita, is from. And I once asked my grandfather if he's related to Rav Menashe Klein, because my grandfather's last name is Klein also. He said half the town's last name is Klein. You know, it doesn't mean that we were related to each other. But he did say that after the war, they used to have like Anshe Ungvar would get together and like have these get-togethers in people's eyes. And once in a while, Rav Menashe Klein would come to these get-togethers. He was a big Talmid Chacham. He was the Rav of Ungvar. He was a big Kanai in many ways as well. Interesting person. So, interesting fact about Rav Menashe Klein. I did one of my Shirim on Rav Moshe Feinstein and his Halachic Adversaries on Rav Menashe Klein. So I know a little bit about him because I did some research. Interesting fact about Rav Menashe Klein is that his very best friend in the entire world was Elie Wiesel. Rav Menashe Klein was a super Haredi, extremely Kana'ish posek. And Elie Wiesel was a Nobel Prize winning author, who, you know, they were both, how did they become best friends in the whole world? That's what happens when you're in Buchenwald together. Elie Wiesel used to support all of Menashe Klein's institutions. They used to say, someone in my shul was a grand nephew of Menashe Klein. He said he remembers when Menashe saw Elie Wiesel and he said a bracha. He said a bracha of Shechianu when he saw Elie Wiesel. I said, B'shem Malchus? He said, I don't remember. But he said he definitely said a bracha. he was that excited to see him. So anyway, Rabbi Menashe Klein writes in the Shuvos Mishnah Halacha, Chelek Aleph Siman Yotes, that he was asked about the Gemara in Pesach, and the Gemara says, Nichol Inish Lav Mitzvah Bimamone, that we always work with the assumption that a person would like, would prefer to have mitzvahs done with his possessions. So, for example, if you see that your friend left his... we'll use the example of a sefer, even though Shulchan Aruch doesn't exactly say like this. If a person left the sefer around, chumash, let's say, and you need to be maver sedra, and the person's not using it, you could assume he'd be very happy to lend you the sefer, as long as you don't take it away and leave it somewhere. But if you sit and use it in the spot, you could assume he'd be very happy to do that. Shulchan Aruch actually says not that way about a sefer, because in those times they didn't have a printing press, and if the sefer would get ruined, it was ruined forever, and it was a very much bigger deal. But nowadays, I think the post can assume people are very happy to have other people use their svarim, they're more than happy that they're getting used. So if that's true, that we have a chazaka, that people are happy that mitzvos are being done with their possessions, can you steal your friend's pillow to take an afternoon nap without your friend's permission? To be mekayim the mitzvah b'mamono shel chavera? Can you take your friend's blanket to take an afternoon nap? What? Can you sleep in his bed? Right? Meaning, is that it? You know, he's learning in the Beis Medrash anyway. He's not taking a nap now. He already took his nap. So can you go sleep in his bed? That was the Shaila of Menashe Klein was asked. Meaning, this is what he viewed as like the test. Is it really a mitzvah to sleep on Shabbos? Meaning, if it's really a mitzvah to sleep on Shabbos, nichol elinish kai mitzvah mone, so good, so let me see. So, l'chora, it's totally in this chakira. If Shena is a mitzvah, or is it only an oneg and not a mitzvah? The oneg is the mitzvah, but the sleeping itself is not a maisa mitzvah at all. Because if it's a mitzvah, so then we were makbid that this is the type of oneg one must do. So then you could take someone's clothes, someone's pillows, covers, whatever. Whereas if oneg is the mitzvah, and it doesn't have to be dafka through sleeping, it could be that it's aser to take a cheftza that belongs to somebody else in order for your own to fulfill your enjoyment in this way. So what you're really pointing to is that l'chora, it's not really tali in this chakira at all. Meaning, the whole idea of nichol elinish lav mitzvah b'mamone is, it's an umdana. It's, what do we assume? For example, in the Shulchan Aruch assumes everyone's happy to lend their tefillin out. So if you see someone's tefillin, you could use their tefillin. But when it comes to svarim, no one wants to lend their svarim out. And poskim say, Nahabachu. A lot of people are very touchy about their tefillin. It goes directly on the skin and on your head. If your hair is oily, it makes me queasy. When some people are like that, right? They don't want someone else's sweat on their tefillin. Whereas when it comes to svarim, most people nowadays, yeah, sure, use my sefer, no problem. So it really depends on what the chazaka is at that particular time. It's interesting. Menashe Klein himself says, Kanira, the chitem farish nichle linshlav mitzvah monei haynu likach mamon chaveru. He says, why not say that you could sleep during the week also, and that's also a mitzvah? So you should have asked, if you want the kind of mitzvah to say, like someone who didn't sleep for 3 days at night, and he took a shvua not sleep for 3 days, where we give him malchus, so he could take a karu kesa shachadero and plant an eshel beber sheva, or whatever, you know, the different. So he says, lina is part of the, meaning, if you really want to talk about doing a mitzvah of lina, it means, why not take someone else's pillow and do chesed with it? You know, provide somebody else with lina. Do a mitzvah of gemilas chesedim. But the whole idea, again, he goes through this whole back and forth, but l'chor, it's irrelevant, right? I mean, l'chor, like we said before, it's not really relevant to our discussion, because our discussion is, the discussion of nichol le'inish is not relevant to the discussion of whether sleeping on Shabbos is in fact a mitzvah or not, because sleeping on Shabbos being a mitzvah or not being a mitzvah is more objective, whereas nichol is more subjective to the person. Now, the Torah and the Rama said, we mentioned before, imragil b'shena satzarayim al yivat l'kionikulo, that if you're used to having an afternoon nap, don't be mevatel that afternoon nap because it is an onek. It sounds like only someone who's used to an afternoon nap is not allowed to be mevatel it on Shabbos. But if you're not used to it, then there's no problem. Then you don't have to take a nap on Shabbos. However, from Achronim, it doesn't necessarily sound that way. Shulchan Aruch writes that David Hayanisa Shalolishon Shisin Nishmin Kadesh Shalitum Tam Misa. Shulchan Aruch writes that David HaMelech used to be careful not to sleep 60 breaths so that he doesn't get to the point of sleep where he tastes Tam Misa. And the Ramah says, what, he never ever slept 60? He never slept 5 minutes? So the Ramah says, no, it means during the daytime. At nighttime, he slept like a person. During the daytime, he never slept, he slept like a horse. He never slept more than a few minutes. So Magen Avraham brings from the Sefer Emek HaMelech that on Shabbos, a person should sleep during the day. And the Chidah says, based on what it says in Kisvei Ari, that the Arizal used to sleep on Shabbos, even though Al Pisod, it's not right to sleep during the daytime during the week. The Arizal thought on Shabbos, it's different. They sleep during the daytime on Shabbos. So it seems from all these achronim that when the Ramah says someone who's Rogyalishon Bayom should not be Mevatel on Shabbos, the Ramah is just telling us that if you're Rogyal, it's usur to not sleep on Shabbos. But even if you're not Rogyal, it's appropriate to sleep on Shabbos. Meaning the Ramah is saying, if you normally take a nap, and then Davka, not to take one on Shabbos, not to be Zayin to Shabbos. You can enjoy every other day more than you can enjoy Shabbos. But if you're not Rogyal to take a nap during the week, like, I don't know, you have a job, or you're in school, and you're not able to just go and take a nap during the day. So it's still an inyan, it's still a good thing to take a nap on Shabbos. What about taking a nap on Shabbos litzorech machar, so that you stay up late Saturday night? So Mishbura writes that avalo yomar neilech v'nishin kadei shenu chalasos malachtein v'matzoy Shabbos shemar b'zeh shenach v'yash m'shul yimos achol. You should not say that I'm taking a nap so that I can stay up late tonight. And this is based on the Sefer Chassidim in Simen Reish Samach Vav, where the Sefer Chassidim writes, "B'Shabbos lo yomar adam nishan kadei shenasim lachtein v'matzoy Shabbos sha'asul omar l'machar esrekach." Even if the reason you want to stay up late that night is to do a mitzvah, you're going to write a Sefer Torah that night. Doesn't matter. You're not allowed to say that you're taking a nap to stay up late. Now, it sounds like this is part of the Yisra of Hachana, that you're not allowed to be Mechin from Shabbos to Chol. When it comes to the Yisra of Hachana, the Geder seems to be that it's a violation of Daber Dover, that the violation is Dafka to say words that you are preparing, to say that to actually verbalize it. But it seems that if you don't verbalize anything, even if that may be your intention, it seems that that would be mutter. For example, this past Shabbos, and by the way, next year Tisha B'Av is on Sunday also, someone's told me. So this past Shabbos, you may have found yourself on Shabbos afternoon drinking a lot of water. I was giving the Daf Yomi on Shabbos afternoon. I've never seen so many people take bathroom breaks in the middle of the Daf Yomi. Everyone's drinking water all day, so it's a bunch of men, so in their 40s or whatever, and at a certain age, you need to use the bathroom. So running in and out of the bathroom the whole time. So the Magen Avraham writes that it's Nisrav Dabe Davar, and if you don't say it, then it's going to be okay. You could do things that are preparation, but if you don't say it, l'chor, it's okay. The Eliyahu Rabbi says a little differently. He says it's not Dabar Dover, it's because when you say that you're going to sleep on Shabbos to write a Sefer Torah tomorrow, it seems like the sleep is not for Kavod Shabbos, but for something else. So it sounds like it's just a zilzal in the Kavod Shabbos, that you're showing that you're not sleeping on Shabbos because of the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. Maybe enough Kaminim in Magen Avraham the Eliyahu Rabbi is if you go to sleep with Tzorech Dvar Mitzvah on Masai Shabbos, that according to the Magen Avraham, it's mutzah, because it's not a Dibor Shel Chol, it's a Dibor Shel Kedusha, a Dibor Shel Mitzvah. Like you could say, then you're going to sleep on Shabbos so that you'll have the koach to be up all night on Shavuos night. Sometimes Shavuos night is Masai Shabbos, right? To say something like that. But according to the Eliyahu Rabbah, that would be usur, because you're showing that you're not doing it for Oneg Shabbos, and that inherently is a zilzul in Shabbos. Okay, so we didn't get to discuss learning on Shabbos. We got to discuss a little bit about sleeping on Shabbos. But everyone, I wish you a very pleasant rest of the summer. Enjoy wherever you're going, and much hatzlacha in all of your respective yeshivot this year. Bezrat Hashem. Okay.